And welcome once again to the wonderful world of great tracks and sidetracks with me, Peter Fleming, for the next hour on Coast Access Radio, broadcasting from New Zealand. And if you are in New Zealand listening to this, well, today when I'm brilliant, who knows what, when you're listening to it, but it's a glorious autumn day. It's chilly in the mornings, but lovely sunny days. Fabulous. My great tracks are, again, this week, I'm playing tracks from the Great American Songbook. And I must admit, I've got a little bit caught up in it. Never expected that I would be attracted by this type of music. But it's quite fascinating, particularly where you can find more modern artists who have recorded these tracks, a lot of which, of course, were written and sent out in the 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it, and I think I've had a little bit of feedback to say that you are as well. Sidetracks, usual, yes, bits and pieces from the International Express. So without any more ado, I'm going to start off with it's The More I See You. Now, again, when you look at these tracks, you can see the traditional people who sang them and everything, but then just occasionally one leaps out at you, and I know, well, I'm sure you'll all recognise this. It was certainly an extremely popular track when it came out.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, and my heart won't try.
La la la.
Chris Montez from 1966. That was a big hit, wasn't it? Do you remember at the time? Right. What's going on locally around here? Well, a couple of things I can mention. I've mentioned them for a few weeks now, but there are a couple of decent amateur dramatic productions going on at the moment. At the Capitol Playhouse, there is the murder mystery, which is taking place there. which the Farndale WI murder mystery thing, play within a play. It's got a huge long title, which I can never remember. It's just about to go into its second week this week on Wednesday. There might be some tickets left, so you've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Hugely good reviews on it, and everybody who's been, and I went the other night, and it's very, very good indeed. Super cast, a very clever script, and some amazing movements and stage happenings, I suppose you'd say. So well worth going to see. Everybody has come out and thoroughly enjoyed it. And starting Wednesday this week at Marna Little Theatre, it's Shakespeare in Love, and that's on for several nights. And both productions, if you want tickets, they're from trybooking.com. Okay, trybooking.com for those two shows. So if you want to go to some decent live theatre, there's some good stuff goes on around here. I haven't been to the cinema at all, but we are going tomorrow afternoon to see Sergeant Hahn, which has got good reviews. Looking forward to that. I'll tell you all about it next week. And finally, well, my usual weekly shout out for the food bank, Capity Food Bank. And I know they've had a huge amount of success from New World with this family to family, where people pay $20 and donate a brown paper bag of groceries, either hand-picked, or you pick up a bag on the way in, fill it up yourself, pay for them on the way, don't forget to pay for them, on the way out, and leave them at the checkout to be given to the food bank. I haven't heard any recent figures, but certainly the first 2 weeks, they were getting something like 70-odd bags donated, so a huge help to the food bank. And as you're aware, with the cold weather coming, there's going to be a few people probably in more dire need than ever. There we are. That's some local entertainment and some local news. And next on my list, it's Ella Fitzgerald. As I say, some of these tracks, these Great American Songbook tracks, some of them really don't benefit from any modern versions. And this is one of them. This is Only a Paper Moon, and it's by the fantastic Ella Fitzgerald.
See, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love,
it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love,
it's a melody played in a penny arcade.
It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's phony, it's plain to see how happy I would be if you believed in me.
And So, quite quickly this week, into sidetracks from the International Express. I always pick on doggy stories, and there's very few weeks go by when there isn't something about dogs in the paper, whether you like them or not. Here we are, crossbreeds are the naughtiest, and of course anybody who's got a dog will be fully aware of what naughty dogs are like. But you should be warned that crossbred designer dogs are more badly behaved than pure breeds. The study says cockapoos displayed the most unwanted habits. And cockapoos, yes, including both aggression towards both owners and strangers, scientists have claimed. Find that rather hard to believe. I mean, we do come across cockapoos when we're out with our dog, and they're usually pretty friendly, bouncy sort of things. Yeah, quite a handful, probably. The survey-based study of three kinds of crossbreed dogs, cockapoos, cavapoos, and labradoodles, found that all three showed more problematic behaviours than at least one of their purebred progenitor breeds. Well, I'm surprised. I am surprised at that, because we've got what you might call, I suppose she's a labradoodle, a bit unusual because she's three quarters Labrador and just a quarter standard poodle, as far as we know. And she's the most delightful dog, and no naughtier than any other ones that we've had. And being a Labrador, she'll always find something to eat, and that's a real pain. And she drops hairs all over the place. And apart from that, anyway, she's a good dog. She eats well, and she's well trained, and she's excellent. So I'm surprised. So don't let little reports like that put you off. You go for the sort of dog you fancy, and if you can find a dog that doesn't eat everything and a dog that doesn't drop hairs all over the place, well, good for you. Here's another Ella Fitzgerald track. Here it's a classic one. It's Miss Otis Regrets. Now have a listen to this when it's playing, because I hadn't realised until I was recording it that quite what the theme of it is. Familiar with it, yes, but I caught some words, so I'll play it to you, and then if you don't quite catch the words, I'll read them to you at the end, because it's very interesting. It's a very, very sad song.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her upon the old. She lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Miss Minnesota's regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Miss Otis Regrets, beautifully sung by Ella Fitzgerald. Now, that was written by Cole Porter, a famous name in this sort of thing, back in 1934. And as I told you, if you didn't quite catch the words, I think it's quite... Miss Otis Regrets, she's unable to lunch today. She's sorry to be delayed. But last evening down in Lover's Lane, she strayed. And she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under a velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, they strung her from the old willow cross the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. It's rather terribly sad, but it's quite a clever little track, that. And so to this week's medical section. Well, we all know that anything you get these days, when you think you're doing the right thing, somebody will tell you, no, you're not. Gut-friendly food may hide heart health risk. Foods marketed as gut-friendly, charming, such as kimchi, kombucha and fruit yogurts, may come with hidden heart health risks, experts say. Well, fancy that. British Heart Foundation warned that some products can contain high levels of salt or sugar. Eating too much salt can raise blood pressure. I hope we all know that by now. While excessive sugar intake can fuel weight gain. Really? There we are, the charity pointed out. So if you didn't know that, you should have done. This is all your probiotics and things to keep your gut healthy. It's all a bit of a pain, really, isn't it? I mean, I know some people do suffer, obviously, quite badly. And some of these foods probably do help a lot, but they really, I don't know, you get really worried about eating anything, don't you? Now, this next one you're going to like. I know this because this caught me unawares, this did, and roaming through looking for tracks. It's Moon River. Now, we're familiar with the croony Moon Rivers that we've had over the years, but listen to this. It's a fantastic track, and it's by Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck.
Thank you. sailing round the bend. My huckleberry friend, river, and
there, wasn't that absolutely fantastic? I'm all covered in goosebumps now. Perhaps it's cold in the studio, but that sort of thing really moves me. Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck. Back to the paper. Here's a little tale. It's like a real life tale of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Police had to wake a burglar. A man has been arrested on suspicion of burglary after he was found asleep in a child-sized bed. Police body cam footage shows the 24-year-old being woken up by officers in the property in Newark in Nottinghamshire. He was found curled up on a small bed. Officers had been called to the empty house at around 3:15 a.m. in the morning after reports it was being burgled. The inspector said, "Officers did a great job apprehending a suspect as quickly as they did." Well, I'm not surprised if he was fast asleep. He's probably so full of porridge he couldn't move. Honestly, well, what are these burglars coming to? Mind if they're all as harmless as that, it wouldn't be quite so bad. It'd be better if there weren't any at all. Now, talking about giving you goosebumps and things, here's somebody that usually does with me, and I think he does on this track as well. And this is, the track is I'm in the Mood for Love. It was written and released back in 1935, written by a chappie called Jimmy McHugh. I'm afraid never heard of him. But anyway, here's the absolutely fabulous sound of Kenny G and I Am in the Mood for Love. Just sit back and relax to this as well. Thank you. I always think listening to Kenny G is a bit like listening to, I like an audible velvet. It's just so smooth, isn't it? You could just want to sit back, close your eyes and just listen to it. It was beautiful. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I said that we went to see a film called Fuse, which was on here in Waikanae. And it was an interesting tale. It was a good film. It was okay. And it was about the fact that in London, well, they thought they'd found a bomb, an unexploded bomb from World War II. And so because it was so big, then they had to close and cordon off a whole big area, which included a bank, which had been pre-targeted by a gang of criminals who the whole thing was a bit of a setup. Hope I haven't spoiled it for you if you haven't seen the film. Anyway, it's a bit of a setup. So they under the cover of the unexploded bomb, they robbed a bank. So then, blow me, a couple of weeks later in the paper, war bomb in City Park. A suspected Second World War bomb has been detonated after being found in a park by a metal detectorist. Police cordoned off the site following the find at 2 p.m. Sunday. They called in the Army's bomb squad, who exploded the device later that day in Southampton. Local residents who gathered to watch spoke of their shock. One chap said, "Officers told me these things are well behaved until someone disturbs them." A woman who was with her grandchildren said, "It is scary. Our kids could have been playing and it could have gone off." You're not hitting it with a hammer or something. But still incredible, isn't it, that after all that amount of time since the Second World War, those years that an unexploded bomb is still lurking there and still could go bang. And it did go bang. There's been some bit film track on YouTube and that of them blowing this thing up. Controlled explosion. And I thought I saw somewhere recently that they'd come across a cannonball from goodness knows when, from the 1800s or something. If not earlier than that, I don't know. And it was still full of live gunpowder. Gee. Right, back to the Great American Songbook. And my next track is, well, it's Moonlight Serenade. And it's pointless looking for anybody else to play this than the absolutely wonderful, fabulous Glenn Miller, isn't it? I mean, who would want to even listen to it by anybody else? This just, well, it doesn't take me back to the aircraft hangars of the Second World War because I was not around at that time, I'm sort of pleased to say. But we've all seen the films, we've all seen the style and that, and it is, you close your eyes and you're back in black and white with Glenn Miller playing at the end of the thing and all the American servicemen dancing around with the English girls. Here we go. Thank you. It seems that every few months somebody must sit down and say, it's a while since we did a survey on what irritates and makes people angry. We'd better run another one. So here we are. Here's the latest one on these. Queue jumpers and loud eaters drive us mad. Want to complain about queue jumpers? Then get in line, because they are the nation's top everyday annoyance. But if you decide to pass the time with a snack while you're queuing, be sure not to chew too loudly, as that's the second biggest vexation a survey has found. Or perhaps someone else in the queue is playing videos on their phone loudly without headphones. Well, while you're getting irritated by that, bear in mind all this queuing is making you late, which is a pet peeve for 43% of those polled. But if you think it might be less irritating to just go home, then think again. You're bound to drop and break a plate, or find someone has not loaded the dishwasher properly, or maybe even left the toilet seat up. Some 37% of people blame themselves for everyday irritations, but 14% prefer to point their finger at their partners. No, surely not. And jars and tin cans that won't open exasperate 35% of 2,000 adults who took part in the survey. I could join in on that one, because I like Marafat peas, and you don't get them here in very easily in New Zealand. And my wife found some tins in one of the local shops, brought them home. Oh, yeah, yippee. And our tin opener wouldn't open the blooming thing. So if you see the state of the tin, once I'd attacked it with a screwdriver and a hammer. But anyway, got to my peas, but we need a new tin opener. So, yes, if you can't do that, one in four people will make just three attempts at completing such a task as trying to open a jar or a tin before running out of patience and abandoning it. So, yeah, it's all a bit sad, isn't it? If you want my opinion on the matter, and I'm going to give you anyway, it's people who drive so close behind you, particularly in big SUVs and things, it's most irritating. And the other thing is, if you're out on a shared path walking your dog, when cyclists come up behind you and just don't seem to have the common sense, say, hello, coming through, or even better, a ding-ding bicycle bell. But no, then at first, you know, they're there and they're crunching past you, and you think, oh, for goodness sake, we're more than happy to get the dog and get out of your way, but please don't keep. Somebody's going to have a nasty accident one day when you don't know these things are going to happen. Next track is from 1937, as is by Richard Rodgers, and it's The Lady is a Tramp. And this particular version is sung by Tony Bennett, who I think has sung it a lot of times, but in this instance, he's also accompanied by, of all people, Lady Gaga.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
Bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. And I definitely won't dish our dirt with the rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free, fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is
a tramp. Sometimes I go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine. Gita's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. And I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Park Lake.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why is a tramp.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh no.
I'm all alone.
so hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Right on.
When it comes to social media, I guess I'm your ultimate Mr. I couldn't care less. I'm not interested. So it's, and I think a lot of people perhaps don't realise just how powerful it is, but this chap did. Vickers Bible Bonanza. A vicar who appeared in a TikTok video offering to send a free Bible to anyone who asked has since posted out more than 3,140 of them. The Reverend David Sims was inundated with requests after putting out his, and it, quote, ridiculous, as he put it, video in May last year. The vicar from a church in the West Midlands said, I made up a little song which was, if you want a Bible, message me for a free one. Sounds a bit of a funny song. Anyway, I think I had about 500 messages overnight. It had tens of thousands of views. Each Bible costs around £4, around $8. So his church had to set up a crowdfunding page, and it's raised £10,500, $21,000. The books are blessed, then sent with a handwritten note and a booklet pointing recipients towards their closest Alpha or Introduction to Christianity course. He's received requests from as far away as Africa and Asia. Ooh, you might even get some from New Zealand now, and Australia, who knows? Probably the last thing he wanted was an article in the International Express or somebody picking it up in far distant places and putting it out on a little radio show. So interesting to see how much money they now have to raise on their crowdfunding. Moving on, back to the Great American Songbook. And, well, this chap has created and recorded an awful lot of these type of croony songs, and here's yet another one from him. And it's Rod Stewart, good old Rod, most unlikely character, but he's got a good voice for it, and he obviously enjoys it. And so from 1924, written by a fellow called Isham Jones, It Had to Be You.
Why do I do just as you say? Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? It must have been something lovers call fate kept me saying I had to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you, it had to be you. Thank you.
might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. It had to be you. It had to be you. Whoa, wonderful you.
I think my generation, the old, good old boomer generation, we do a lot of reminiscing these days and very easily taken back to memories. Ah, I remember when. Well, there's a big article here, half a page article in the International Express. And it took me back to probably the mid-50s. And my father had bought the original grey A40, Austin A40. And we got a bit adventurous, and he'd put me and my sister in the back, and we'd go off to places. And one of the places we went to a couple of times was Wicksteed Park. Now, Wicksteed Park, some of you might have heard of this. It's in Leicestershire, Nottinghamshire. I'll tell you in a minute. It's a water shoot, and I can still remember it quite clearly. Now, this is way before anything like Alton Towers or Disneylands, Disney Worlds, or anything like that. Ever the great theme parks came into being. This was just a place, and it was very, very simple. And it's 100 years old now, and it was just great fun. Right, let me tell you about it, and then I'll reminisce a bit more. One of the world's oldest theme parks, Water Rides, is celebrating 100 years of drenching thrill seekers. I don't remember getting wet. The water chute was built in 1926 by the attraction's founder, Charles Wicksteed, who also invented modern-day swings and slides. The chute, the oldest ride of its kind in the UK, was granted Grade 2 listed building status by Historic England in 2016 for its architecture and design. And in the 2022 UK Theme Park Awards, it won Best Historic Ride. Incredibly, it survives almost as it was built at Wicksteed Park in Kettering, Northamptonshire. There we are. The flat-bottomed wooden boat resembles the original design, but is a modern replica and comes down a track into a lake with a splash. The boat is then winched up again on a rope using a pulley system so that the passengers can exit the ride. It was so simple. And there's a photograph of it here. And yes, it was just a flat bottom. I don't know how it looks, as if it might take about 12 people, four rows of three or something. And it was just wide, and it's that's all it did. It just ran down into a lily pond. It wasn't. It was sort of full of fish, I suppose, a bit deaf fish. But it used to run down, splash into the water, and I don't. It was sort of designed, I think, that the water mainly went out sideways, and you splashed in. I can still remember it, and splashing down, and it stopped, and you sort of wallowed about a bit. Then all of a sudden, the pulley and the cable caught hold, and you were yanked back up the ramp. To mark its 100th anniversary, the park is allowing visitors to ride it for 100 pennies, which is an old pennies. I must have converted it to pence somehow, right? Inviting people to share memories of the ride. Wicksteed Park director Kelly Richardson said, "We're extremely proud of the water chute and its amazing history. It's a unique ride which means so much to so many people. I have fond memories of riding it as a child myself. Like so many of the attractions on the park, it was a forerunner for theme parks and playgrounds around the world." Well, I picked up out there on that, like so many of the attractions in the park. I can't remember anything else there. I have a feeling there might have been a pool with some seals or something in it, but you were going round and round and round. But I can't remember anything else that was there. There must have been swings and things, I suppose. But the water chute was the highlight, and it's wonderful, simple fun. My next music offering is Never My Love. This is written by a fellow called Don Adrizzi back in 1967. And it's mostly associated with a group called The Association. And here they are.
Never you ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired of you, never mind. Desire for you, never my love, never my love. What makes you think love will end when you know that my whole life depends?
And so we come to the end of another programme of Great Tracks and Sidetracks. You've been listening to me, Peter Fleming, broadcasting from Waikanae in New Zealand. And I hope you enjoyed my continuing focus on the Great American Songbook. I enjoyed really so much. So I'll be back next week with more Great American Songbook. And I hope you'll be there. And in the meantime, I'm going to play out with... Now, this is fabulous. This is Memories Are Made of This. And it's by the Everly Brothers, and it's a very, very nice recording. So Memories Are Made of This, released in 1955, originally written by Terry Gilkson and Richard Dare.
Take one fresh and tender kiss. Stolen night of bliss. One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy. Fold it lightly with a dream.
This programme was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the Access Media website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.